From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 15th, 2013. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess where these flowing and buzzing sounds were recorded and what they have to do with each other. And here's a hint. If you're well hydrated, you can power through this mystery. If you guessed a hydroelectric power facility, you were right. That was water flowing through the Clater Hydroelectric Project Dam on the New River in Pulaski County, followed by the buzz of power lines carrying electricity from the facility. As of 2013, Virginia has 28 hydropower facilities. They range from the large, such as the 2,400 megawatt capacity pumped storage project on Little Back Creek in Bath County, to the relatively small, like the 0.4 megawatt capacity Big Island plant on the James River in Bedford County. Whether from a large or small facility, all hydropower ultimately results from solar energy transferred to evaporated water, then to flowing water, then to mechanical turbines, and finally to electrical generators. Collectively, in 2010, Virginia's hydropower plants produced about 1.5 million megawatt hours of power, about 2% of the total electricity generated in the Commonwealth that year. Most of Virginia's hydropower plants are licensed for 30, 40, or 50 years by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The relicensing process, therefore, is a key time for various groups and interests to comment on water levels, fish passage, shoreline development, and many other environmental and human effects of hydropower dams and the lakes they create. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.